going back in time this morning, 50 years ago today to be precise, a North British Class 22 engine pulled the final train out of Bampton Station down the picturesque X Valley Railway line for the very last time. So sad, some of these stories. Dr. Beeching's axe had started to fall, of course. The mid-Devon town of Bampton waved away the train, packed with people eager to ride the line for the very last time. And places not just Bampton, but Thorverton and Bickley and Bolham and Cove all lost their stations following that final service on the 5th of October 1963. Lillian Edworthy, who still lives in Bampton, remembers the day very well.
Well, it was very emotional. It was a very sad day for Bampton. Everyone seemed to be in good spirit and gave it a good send-off. They even put detonators on the line.
Did they?
To make a real bang of it, yes.
What was it like at the time? Beeching had his way on lots of different lines around Devon, and Bampton and the X Valley line was just part of a whole series of tracks closing.
Yes.
Did it seem at the time the right thing to be doing?
Definitely not. It was a very popular way of transport. There was a lot of people working at Tiverton in the factories and one place and another. And myself, I travelled on the train every day to Dulverton as I was working there, and it sort of cut off the arms that sort of fed the main lines.
Take me back to the day the train came in and was going back to Exeter.
Yes.
It was the final train.
Yes.
And I understand the town band was on the platform
that
playing the
correct,
train.
That is correct, yes.
Paint the picture for me. What was it like? Tell me the story.
The platform was very crowded. Everybody was sort of cheering as the train went out and the detonators were going off. And it was, well, quite a happy occasion in one way, but a sad one in the other. To think that, you know, we would not have any trains from Bampton after that day.
It's 50 years ago to the day that final train left the platform. What do you remember about the days after the closure? What happened?
They started filling in and very busy trying to make roads and one thing and another. And, of course, the buildings were all demolished and after a very long while, but it all took, well, as you say it today, you know.
It's worth mentioning, Lillian, that final train was a diesel, not a steam train. But I guess as you're talking now and you've got the memories in your mind as if they were yesterday, yet they were 50 years ago.
Yes.
Can you almost still smell the steam?
Oh,
the smuts,
yes,
in your eye?
Yes.
What,
yes,
did the town smell like?
Well, it was alive. More so, you know, you could smell the steam, and they used to fry their breakfasts on the coals and on the shovel.
And when you look at it today, Lillian, you're still in Bampton, and when you see the size of the bridge, yet, you know, it's all filled in.
Yes.
That the bank is filled in, that the cutting has,
yes,
completely gone.
Yes.
It's unrecognisable. What do you think when you look at it now?
Very sad, really. Yes, very sad. Because it was such a busy station.
And in terms of that time, your husband pulling the final lever,
yes,
in the signal box.
Yeah, that's correct.
Can you believe so much time has passed? I mean,
not really,
50
no.
years, how does it feel?
Because I, you know, 82 now, and that was 50 years ago. I was only 32, that it seems a multitude of years ago.
Incredible memories. Lillian Edworthy remembering the final X Valley Line train leaving Bampton Station 50 years ago today. Lots of footage of the old line on the Bampton website, by the way, bampton.org.uk. And just looking at that website this morning, reading how the line used to run through the town in this very steep-sided cutting, but almost immediately after the closure of the line, they started filling it in. And you'd hardly know these days where the railway line line used to run. I thought perhaps we could talk this morning about your memories of the railway heritage of Devon, of stations that are no longer there, of lines that are now footpaths or maybe just overgrown bits of woodland. What memories have you got of the pre-beaching railway era in Devon?